Well, of course, I have an advantage here that I've been working in Trinidad for something like 20 years. I've done three previous books about Trinidad. So there are many Trinis I have known for 20 years, and I know about many different aspects of their lives. So naturally, when I started going on Facebook myself, and I never had any intention of doing a study at that time, I was just like everybody else, I started to get more and more Trinidadian friends. Then I started to appreciate that there were some interesting differences in the way that Trinis seem to operate on Facebook from what I was used to in the UK. And immediately that alerts me that there is actually, it will be well worthwhile actually doing a study specifically of Trinidadian usage. So after having many months on Facebook with my own Trinidadian friends, I then had the opportunity to go to Trinidad. And while I was there, I really did a mixture. Some of this was engaging with people who I knew very well, and I'd seen them in many other contexts, because it meant that you could then give their use of Facebook that wider context. I would know what these people were doing in terms of their family and their economic activities, etc. So I'd be able to gauge how Facebook kind of fitted in to all that wider context, which is something anthropologists generally seek to do. On the other hand, I also recognized there were certain questions that were developing around Facebook. For example, I was interested in whether it was appropriate or not to use the word community. So I deliberately sought out something that seemed sort of classic in terms of people's use of the term, a small little hamlet out in the kind of rural area. And I had friends who had friends there and were doing other research, and they introduced me. And I was able to spend some time sort of hanging out in this little hamlet and talking to a wide range of people there, and which is pretty typical of what anthropologists will do. It should never really be something confined either to just Facebook itself. I've always argued that if you want to understand online activities, you actually have to spend most of your time offline, because nobody lives just online. To understand what they're doing online, often it's the contrast between how they appear online and offline that is actually most interesting. So you're always going to do that offline work as well. And you're always going to try and do it over the kind of longer term, so that you see people either on Facebook over a long period, or they're people that you've, as I said, known in other projects, and you can work with them from there.